Yeah, see, you know what? That you look so much clearer right now because you cleaned your camera must have looked like Mitch's apartment. And just like that, we're back. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Married at First Sight, San Diego, Season 15, Episode 7, Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, and definitely leave a comment.
It's moving day on the Season 15 in San Diego, and this is always an interesting time. Now, in previous incarnations of this, what they used to do was they'd actually have to go find a place to live in. And then, of course, now they all put them in. We bought an apartment complex. Y'all got to stay here. And that's what they do now. And everybody moves into the same place, right? So let's start with the couple that, you know, they look like they're great. And then people have been giving them a hard time. Stasha and Nate.
Well, first off, I got to give the gift shout out to Married at First Sight for these apartments because they're really nice and they look nice and staged. And I'm like, what does this remind me of? My house.
Your house?
Nice exactly. And staged. I'm like, I love their decor. I love it. I'm all about it. So
you would.
I do. I'm like, it looks staged. It's perfect. This is exactly what I would do to my place.
I saw something from your house on the show, and when we get to that couple, we'll talk make about note.
I did make note about that, too. I'm like, I like his taste. Okay, so I'm going to leave your shoes on. I don't care about that, but that's fine. I thought Stasha's place looked exactly what I expected to look like. You know, it's beautiful how she had it set up.
Aren't you glad they only showed her kitchen? But I wish they would have showed everybody else's first and then showed hers last, because her kitchen was that island was a continent by itself. Like, Jesus, yeah. I want that kitchen.
Yeah, no, I loved everything about that house. I'm like, this place is amazing. And so as Nate's looking around, what was funny is when they're laying in the bed and Nate's like, well, sometimes when I go to the gym, I don't want to change clothes. I just get right to bed. I'm like, you put your nasty ass in the bed straight from the gym? I'm like, good Lord.
You saw the look on her face when he said that, too. She was like,
Oh, I would have some concerns about that, too. But, I mean, her house was nice. The whole toilet seat thing, I think she needs to, like, let that go.
Well, you know, as a man who grew up in a house with women, I understand. And so I naturally put it back down. But, ladies, I don't understand what the problem is. An easy solution. Look back before you back it up.
Ladies, I don't understand that. Because like even as a guy, right? I might wake up in the middle of the night and I got to go pee. I'm going to open my eyes and look at the toilet. Mm-hmm. Make sure it's there.
Make sure the lid is up at least.
Yeah, I'm not just going to piss on the lid. How come you left the lid down? You know, I'm just going to start. Just
your fault.
It's everywhere. You know, I'm going to look. You know, but I just don't see why that's such a... Out of all the things you can talk about, I mean, honestly, I feel like it's one of those things that people just say just to have something to complain about or just to talk trash about. But I just think, you know, she brought it up a little bit too much. I'm like, it's a toilet seat. Let it go.
But, okay, I will say this, though. Women actually have a big deal about it. And I remember having this conversation a long time ago, like, well, why? Because I fall in, which is literally what she said. Stasha said that. I'm like, why would you not look? If I got to go sit down on the toilet, I'm looking. Matter of fact,
I want someone to comment. How many of y'all have fallen into a toilet? I just want to know. Because everyone talks about that. That, you know, fall in. You know, I could fall in. I feel like that's like an old wives' tale. Kind of like my mom used to tell me when I was a kid, don't go outside fresh out the shower when it's cold without a hat on because your pores are open. You're going to get sick. Like, that didn't happen.
You will.
No, that didn't happen. But I want to know. I've never heard of anybody falling into a toilet. So I just don't believe it's true. I just think it's just something people say that don't put that. If you leave the toilet seat up, I'm going to walk in and fall into the toilet. And then what? Do you get, then what happens? Do you get sucked into like Narnia or some shit if you fall into the toilet?
So what happens? Do you walk into the bathroom, trip, and because the seat is down, you're able to grab on and not fall all the way?
I'd be like this. You know what? I'm going to put some rails up. Put some handicap rails up on the walls. And that way, I could toilet seats up or down, you should not fall in.
Put a ladder inside the toilet so they can climb back out.
Put a little mesh net.
I think we've solved it. Solved it.
Problem solved. All right, next, world peace. Let's do this, Yanni. We're on the roll.
Well, first, before we get to world peace, we need to work on Nate's math, because his math is horrible. We're trying to figure out about the $700 Nespresso that, you know, he was like, well, no, because it's if we do the, and it, she goes through the math and gives it to him, and he's like, yeah, but we still need to do some more. She's like, what else is there to do? Okay, let's add some more then. And she added more money and more money, and it was still less. He's like, well, we still need to do the math. I'm like, all right, bro, we're going to buy you a calculator. Your housewarming gift is a calculator.
Well, I made note of that. I'm like, if she can afford it, why are you worried about it? You know what I mean? It's like, I'd be damned if someone's going to tell me, well, Terrell, you shouldn't do that. You should save. I'm like, wait a minute, this is my house, and I can afford it. So I'm not asking you to pay for it. I'm not dipping into our joint stash to cover my coffee habit. So mind your business. And with the amount of money that she makes, because I don't think he makes the amount of money that he claims that he makes, I don't buy it. But I don't know. I just think people should do that. Like, how are you going to judge her on that? And what she says makes sense. Get a good coffee espresso machine. Mm-hmm. You have good coffee whenever you want instead of going to Starbucks. Great.
Well, so here's the thing. And we'll get to the money that they make in a little bit. But, you know, the thing about about this is that when you get married, it's no longer a my decision, it's an our decision. So I respect what she did in that moment, right? Which is, well, can we get this? Because it is a group decision at that point. So the Terrell, I'm going to do what I want to do side, which is always there. And I had that too. The Yanni's always there. My wife the same way. She was very independent. But you know what we do? Hey, I want to get this. What do you think? Can I get this? What do you think? And because it's a joint decision, and that's one of the keys. And this is a lesson for you here, sir.
I forgot. You're married and in love, and you can see things that I can't see, and the beams of light that shoot out your fingers. So, wise one,
you see it,
please.
Right?
I'm thirsting for knowledge.
But I thought she did a great job, too, even explaining why. And instead of, I like it. Because, you know, a lot of people just go, well, I like it, and I need it. No, but she just went, it is savings cost, because here's why. But he just doesn't understand math and realize that she was right all along. I just didn't want to admit it, plain and simple.
Yeah, but she still has 412,600 other reasons of why she can afford the coffee that she wants. So,
yeah, she could actually just afford to keep going to Starbucks if she really wanted to.
If she really wanted to, it's like, you know, whatever, dude. If she's like buying property without, you know, talking about it with her husband, that's one thing. It's coffee.
It is a coffee machine. But if something showed up in your house and you're like, where did this come from? You'd want to know.
I'd be happy about it. I'm like, thanks, boo.
Oh, you say that for the coffee machine. But wait till them shoes start showing up.
If it's out of her stash, great.
Okay. We'll have this conversation again after that wonderful day, about a year or two into it. I can't wait to hear you say these exact same words. I'm going to save this so that we can play it back then. They went
you
to
you gonna play it at
Nate's
my wedding
house.
At the reception?
Yeah, they're gonna figure out, have the pastor recite that at the top. Terrell will not tell you anything about anything you buy as long as it comes out of your stash. You know, they went over to Nate's house, and first everything looked okay, and it's like, okay, this is gonna be fine. And then all of a sudden, Stasha broke into this, finding everything that was absolutely wrong, including Nate's stash. Those empty oatmeal cartons. I don't know if you've watched Power, but Tommy had his in the cereal box, his money in the cereal box. I think that's where Nate had his stash cashed. Oh, his
but
cash
they were
stashed.
But they were empty. But I'm curious, like, why do you have all these empty, you know, cereal box or oatmeal containers in the house? But what killed me was Nate's place looked like a serious bachelor pad. Like, he just graduated college bachelor pad. And how many times has that worked for him where he hey, check out the blind. See how this comes down? Like, that was his panty dropper right there. Check this out.
Well, the view, too. The view would do it. The view.
Oh, yeah, look at the view. Oh, look at it. Yeah, I was just like, whatever, man. But his place looked really dirty. No towels, nothing. Very bachelor pad. Lots of trash and dishes. Mm-hmm. The two dirty wine glasses that had wine stains
that
on
them.
That
was nasty.
I'm like, what is your deal?
I'm surprised that Stasha didn't go look it on the window for handprints and to see if they matched the blonde girl that was sitting down with them and go, mate, look for her hair on under the bed too. You know, because women have this trick. And the fellas, and the women are going to be mad I'm going to give you all this tip right now. But fellas, you never think about this, but the hair falls from the bed right to the edge. So they'll run their hand right on the carpet right by the edge of the bed and pull up any hair that happened to fall off the bed.
Yeah, but I have a cleaning lady, so I could say, hey, that's the cleaning lady.
You're bougie ass.
So I'm like, hey,
she knows to go check for that hair.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's Tina's. I don't know what to tell you, you know. But the place is clean, though, isn't it? So what would you rather have?
Yo, Pastor Cal showed up, right? And, of course, they get to talking about finances and... I love when Pastor Cal said, you know, so you okay with him? She's like, yeah, well, you know, he makes more than, you made me give you a number, so I gave you a number, and he makes more than that number, so I was happy with it. And he gave his number and was like, you know, kind of puffing his chest out a little bit until she dropped hers.
Yeah, I think he's full of crap about the kid and the finances thing.
Yes.
And I really don't think he makes that kind of money. And I don't understand why they call him a day trader. I just don't get that, because... Technically, if you just traded during the daytime a couple hours a day, you're a day trader. You know, but whatever. I don't think he makes that kind of money. But I do think the conversation they had with Pastor Cal was good. And I've been saying for a while, there's just something about Nate that just seems shady to me. And I feel like he's very surface level and doesn't really give a lot of detail. You know who else does that? Con men. Con men does that. Makes you feel like you're connecting, getting to know, and then all of a sudden, you got nothing. You can't tell me. It doesn't add up. Look at his house. All the empty trash everywhere. Mm-hmm. The empty containers. And you want to be this power couple?
Now you put the two together.
Yeah, you want to be this power couple? There's nothing about you that says power. She's a boss. She's a power person by herself. I hate I hate the boss lady or boss bitch phrase, but there's no power couple in y'all because he has no power. And your house, your apartment showed it.
Yeah, even though I will say this, and you're right. Now that you say that, I can see the connection between the two, right? The con man connection, as you want to call it. But the connection. The thing, though, that surface level, especially when it comes to his mother, when he goes, I have no emotional attachment towards her, towards his biological mother. I can see why that would be for him a little different than it is for her. Because she's like, yeah, I have no connection to my dad either, but I still get emotional. And he's like, yeah, but that's just not me. Right. And I think she's got to take it at that. Now, when something else pops up, I think it's that's got to come up. And when she's like, well, tell me something. That's like somebody saying, say something in New Orleans, Terrell. And, you know, speak in your southern twang. Give me that Texas twang real quick. You know, it's like, well, what do you want me to say? Ask a question, something, rather than me just give you something. So I kind of get where he was coming from, which is just like, if it comes up, I'll do this. But it did seem kind of standoffish, and it's like he's just blowing her off, like, all right, yeah. Well, when something comes up again, you ask out.
Because here's what she's wanting. Here's what she's wanting in that exchange. That was a perfect time to go, you know what? When I was like 4 or 5, like, it really bothered me, and it was just so hard to see how all my friends had moms, and I just got to a point where, hey, it's never happened. I'm not going to get to know this person, so I'm going to move on. And that's why I kind of said goodbye to that a long time ago. So it doesn't bother me now. That would have counted for her.
It would have meant something, because I think he's thinking she wants every single detail, which she does. And granted, they're only a week in. But you got to give more than just this, I met you in the club conversation that you keep giving her.
Exactly. I just don't want to see Stasha cry anymore, man. Her eyes. Woo.
Yo. He's worried about her sleeping with her eyes open. No, he needs to worry about her crying. So he needs to make sure she never cries.
Goodness, because
she just looked like the devil trying to escape. Look, as we move on to Lion Morgan and Stingy Ben, I knew there was going to be a nickname for somebody on this damn show, and we found it in the same couple. two separate folks. This is going to be interesting because it's her first time living with somebody, and it's with this judgmental, stingy-ass man.
This is going to be interesting because I like Ben, but he's a little bit different. But I like him. Morgan.
That's another statement.
I feel like there's something, there's more to the story around Morgan. I think we're going to learn a lot more about her. But when they were talking about, before they were going to go see their place, in my mind, I'm like, I bet Morgan's place is a little bit messier than she puts on. Where I feel like Ben's place was going to be spotless, which pretty much was. Morgan's place, a little suspect, but Ben is so cheap. So in the restaurant industry, we had this phrase called, you know, power up, power down. Mm-hmm. So if you went into the restaurant to open at 7 a.m., you didn't turn on everything. You turned on one fryer. And then once that got hot and you start cooking some stuff, and then eventually you turn another one. Because if you turn on everything all at once, there is that power surge. And so you're going to be paying a lot more in utilities. But he's talking about you can't wash clothes before 4, turning everything off and all that. I'm just like, who does that? And how much are you really saving?
He told us $2.
Yeah. I was just like, that is way too cheap. That is way too cheap. I would not want to be in their house in the summertime because you have the windows open and just could be sweating your ass off.
Okay. I can't say anything about that because even in Charleston, South Carolina, in the summertime, I had a fan. I had my AC off, had the windows open so the breeze was blowing through. Now, I will say, the minute one other person walked in that house, that bead of sweat just started to form. So I work when I'm sitting there by myself, but somebody else coming, got to close the windows and turn the AC on. But I will say this. The fact that he went to her house and was checking the wattage on her espresso machine, you want to talk about crazy? This crazy, stingy, judgmental man is the one that she's going to be living with. But I like what she did with the joke when he's like, well, this is where the magic happens. The bathroom.
Yeah, and why was Ben so focused on the cat's pee? Like, that whole exchange was weird. I'm like, what are you talking about? But is he gonna, like, pee on my shoes? Is he gonna pee? Do we pee at the same time? Is it like women? Do we all get on the same cycle and we all pee together? Like, I'm just listening to him like, you are so dumb. I just couldn't believe what he was asking.
And the fact is that cats are the easiest to train, right? You bring a cat in, you take it to its litter box, you stick it in there, put its head in the litter box, and it's good. It will keep going back there. Unless you piss it off and don't clean that litter box, that's when that cat will go pissing in your shoes. So, Ben, make sure you clean the litter box. That's all you got
to
do.
You know how I feel about cats. People that have cats don't really want pets. They just want to say they have a pet because cats don't need you.
What can I say? I like cats.
Dogs need you. So that's why dogs are awesome. But I like when Pastor Troy got to hang out with them two. I'm always going to do it. I know. I like when Pastor Troy, by the way, he has some cool sock game. I have to give him credit. His sock game.
I knew you'd notice that.
Yeah. But I think therapy, we've talked about this before. You know, therapy is really important because whatever Morgan's dealing with, that whole, you break my trust, that's it. I'm like, what happened to you? And that one little thing, you're going to like hold Ben, you know, hold that against Ben forever, and winds up being issues with her dad and all that stuff.
But obviously it wasn't forever because she got past it really quick. In one session, she was over it.
Well, through that conversation, yeah, but like Ben had said that I noticed that, you know, you would sleep from the further side of the bed. Like she was separating herself all over this one little incident that started with her
dishonesty. It was a lack of trust, and I'm sorry. Yeah.
I can't trust you. You lied.
I get She didn't lie to him.
She lied to the experts. She still lied. Scratch a lie, find a thief. Like in Ray.
Well, shoot. How much is that Band-Aid going to cost to cover up that scratch, though? Because you know Ben is going to be, you know, penny pinching on that, too.
Yeah, well, and apparently Ben's going to go to YouTube to look up affection and figure out how he
that
could.
Shit was funny. Yo, the way he tapped her he tapped her like he was talking to Justin.
Yeah. Sup, dog?
Yeah.
Good talk.
It's not just the cameras. He's just awkward.
We thought it was just the cameras. Yeah.
He's just awkward. I want you know, maybe she should ask him, how many girlfriends have you had? Are you still a virgin? We know Justin's celibate. Not celibate. But has he ever been with anybody? Because he's acting like he doesn't even know how to be around a woman. So interesting how that's going to kind of go out. We'll see how they flow. Lindy and Miguel, though, I find myself tuning out whenever she starts talking because she's so worrisome. It's annoying. And I just start, zoning out.
She's different, but I still think they're a cute couple. I think they're made for each other, to be quite honest. And I think they're going into this process with different mindsets. I think maybe that's the challenge because Miguel seems to be very practical. Like, hey, here's the reality. I'm meeting a stranger. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know after 8 weeks if I'm going to be in. I don't know. Where that bothers her, which is why she doesn't like it being called Decision Day. But Vow Renewal Day, I'm like, that's cute. It's still Decision Day.
It's Decision Day. So are we going to renew our vows? No.
Yeah, about that.
It can be the same result.
But speaking of Miguel, even though he had that kind of a bachelor pad too, because I don't understand guys that have your workout stuff in the same place as your office and the same place as your living room, but his coffee table is dope as fuck.
I knew you would like that. And the minute I saw him, you know, I saw his standing desk. And here's the thing. I saw them like, damn it, I should have done that, right? Because I like that. It's not a fancy desk. I don't need a fancy desk. You need something that you can still stand on. But if you want to sit, you can sit because he has a high chair. I'm like, I like that. But then I saw his coffee table and I went, ah, boy, I know I'm going to have to hear about this.
Coffee table is dope. And I think what you could do is this. You saw my office. I have a regular table, but this desk here, I can raise it. So if I want to stand, you can. And so I think I like that better than like a high top kind of a desk, even with a high chair. Because then I feel like you're going to slouch, where the standing desk is different. So get you one of these. This wasn't expensive at all. It was probably $100 at Office Depot.
Now we just need Office Depot to sponsor this podcast, so. So you can really tell us about that desk. You know, funny thing to me with Lindy and Miguel though was that she was so embarrassed about snoring. I'm like, why are people so embarrassed about snoring? If you snore, you snore.
Don't we have this like every episode or every Married at First Sight? There's somebody that snoring is a big deal.
Yes.
Remember what's her name from the last episode? Like it was just don't make fun of her snoring. You know, because it just hurts her feelings. I got picked on as a kid about my snoring. I'm just like, let it go. But I thought that was weak. I think I like a lot of things about Miguel and his taste, minus the whole Dungeons & Dragons thing.
Bear Man.
Yeah, that's his Bible. You know, I'm just like, oh, goodness, stop.
And I love that.
The restaurant, did you like that? What's the name of your restaurant? Lingel's. I'm like, come on, dude.
Hey.
How'd you go from last week where you're just like, I don't know, you know, see what happens in 8 weeks, to now you're going to open up a restaurant and name it after the both of you?
Cute. Hey, that man's trying to make her feel at ease for Vow Renewal Day.
It must have been that mind-blowing sex that they had where, you know, there was a spirit that came into the room and, you know, he was touched.
Well, you noticed that she saw the Bear Man outfit and was like, hey, we might have to use this later. And oh my God, I'm getting so red in the face.
I'm down to role play, but I just find that to be weird. I'm sorry. I just find that to be weird.
Oh, there's a bear chasing me.
I want you to huff and puff and blow.
Oh my God, we still gotta get to Kristen and Mitch and Alexis and Justin. But before we do that, we gotta let you know that this episode of the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast brought to you by Zippix Toothpicks. Zippix brings you a totally satisfying, convenient, and flavorful way to curb cravings, get a boost of energy, or simply relax at the end of your day. I wish this was around when I smoked, man, and I was trying to quit because, you know, cravings are a big part. It's the hardest part and the hardest thing to get over. And there's an easier, cheaper, less messy, and more subtle way to curb those cravings with Zippix toothpicks. The best part about Zippix is that you can really use them just about anywhere. With 2 milligrams per pick and some 3 milligram options, Zippix toothpicks are long-lasting, extremely affordable, and available in 6 delicious flavor choices. Which one are you on today?
I am still on the mocha. And again, they come in a little baggie, and you get this little device here that you can just put them in. And so it's just convenient. I could be driving. I could be on a Zoom call for work. And just go ahead and pull out one of these bad boys. It's delicious. The flavor of it's really good. And I think about all the ways I kept trying to quit, whether it be the gums or, you know, hypnosis, the relaxation CDs, or trying to make deals with myself. If I want a cigarette, I have to do 15 burpees or something dumb that just never happened. So
yeah, I'll make you stop.
Yeah, right. No, it made me have a cigarette thinking about why I'm not doing burpees. That's what I was doing. But this has been great, and it's the oral gratification and the amazing flavor, you know, that keeps me coming back to it. I really wish I had this when I had quit smoking. Also, if you need a boost of energy, try their Zip Energy B12 and caffeine toothpicks. You guys have seen me use Zippix on this podcast. Now it's time to find out for yourself. Go to Zippix.com today and use code RGRT to get 10% off your order. That's ZippixToothpicks.com, promo code RGRT. And of course, you must be 18 years of age to purchase. Zip more, smoke less with Zippix toothpicks.
Kristen and Mitch, when I see them together, the first thing I think is Kristen really sounds and looks like a woman who is settling.
Because she's so desperate to be married. Mm-hmm. 16 and then, Candles. You probably never saw that movie. I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
What, 16 Candles? Of course. Who hasn't seen 16 Candles? I mean, you watched that. Molly Ringwald. Come on, man.
Well, I just figured, you know, you didn't watch Seinfeld. I just thought maybe you didn't watch anything else.
Shut up. I didn't watch bad TV. I watched the other stuff.
So, with Kristen and Mitch, I really want to see them make it. I think that they are... There's a good mix for them. I feel like Mitch is starting to loosen up, open up a bit more to their relationship. But it's funny, when they showed Mitch's place, I'm like, yep, looked exactly what I thought it would look like.
You knew he would be single. I mean, you look... This is the reason why he's single. His bathroom, his kitchen, gross as... What the hell is wrong with this? And... She even asked, so how long has it been since you cooked on this? Oh, you can tell I cook in it all the time. No, we can tell you don't clean it. Nasty fuck.
What the hell? That's disgusting. That's disgusting. Oh, just all that clutter and all that stuff. I'm like, I thought you were this minimalist and you care about the environment. No, you're a hoarder. You have a whole bunch of crap in your house. And it's disgustingly dirty. And you're okay with it. That's the thing that blows my mind is...
Yes.
I would have at least tried to tidy up a bit. Knowing that camera crews are going to come into my house. His house looked like an episode of Hoarders. It was gross.
And you knew they were coming because you've seen this. Once they tell you, I'm getting married in 2 weeks. You had 2 weeks to clean that shit up. Well, imagine if that's the cleaned up version of it.
You could have cleaned before you went to the wedding. And it had just been a little dusty, but it had at least been, you could have cleaned the oven. At least the oven. You know, the bathtub. That was gross. I don't care. You're talking about you water your plants and then I'm like, no. Your tub is dirty. It's disgusting.
As hell. And the look of I like what Kristen said when she walked out. I'm never going back in that place ever again.
I don't blame them. But I mean, when you look at Kristen's place, she can't really talk much. Because those California studios, that's a small... Like, I couldn't be in that. I couldn't live in a studio.
Hers was small. But it was neat. She had the messy ass dog that was drooling everywhere that you need to go in his fat crease and clean out and get his food and all that other junk out.
It's a pug. But,
okay, yes. Again, this is why I don't do dogs. But her place was small, but it was clean. And not even just comparatively clean to his. It was clean.
It was clean, but still quite small. I couldn't live in either one of those. Definitely couldn't live in Mitch's house. But I couldn't live in her place either. That was a bit much.
I called hers a walk-in closet. They called it a California studio. It looked like a walk-in closet to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's funny when you talk about Kristen settling. She wants this so bad. and just wants the title of wife, and I'm married, and my friends have this, and I want to be at the same level. But she falls in love like a bag of bricks. Like, she just will fall instantly. And I think every boyfriend she's had has been the one. You know, honestly, I think every boyfriend she's with, how is it? Oh, this is the one. Okay, but y'all haven't had a second date yet, but I can feel it. just thinks he's, every guy is the one. And so I'm curious to see how they're gonna handle that. But I did love the coupons.
And I love the way she kind of, she set it up like, all right, tonight's the night, so this one expires tonight.
Well, okay, but I did make a note about that because I don't like that pre-first time sex talk. And what I mean by that is like, well, tonight's going to be the night. And so
I hate that too.
We're going to do this. You know what I mean? It's like, just kind of kills it a little bit of the spontaneity.
Just let it happen.
Yeah, just let it happen when it happens. But it's like, you know, hey, here's this coupon. I thought we can use this tonight. And, you know, if things, you know, progress in the bathtub, I would be open to doing more. How do you feel about that? I'm like, it's just weird.
I'm like, hold on, let me call my lawyer first. Because that's what it sounds like. It sounds like a contract negotiation. I mean, it really did. And honestly, I cringe when they told us they were going to have sex. I'm just like, oh. Because all I can think about is that nasty-ass house that they came from, right?
Because if I go to a girl's house and her place is all jacked up, I'm sorry. You could be fine as Halle Berry. I could be like, Halle, I'm not feeling it tonight. It's like, why? So, because your house is dirty and I need to get out of here.
Did you ever pull the bathroom move? Hey, can you use your restroom for a second? Go in there and pull the curtain back just to see what the tub looked like?
Oh, yeah. I had two moves. The bathroom move, when you stand there peeing, pull the shower curtain, look in the tub. If I see the tub is gross, I'm out. And I look at the shower curtain liner. Because if that is just caked on, I'm like, okay, you haven't changed this out in forever. And then the other thing is, normally there's a medicine cabinet above the toilet.
Just kind of I knew that's where you were going next.
And close. If I just see a whole bunch of prescription meds, I'm out. I don't need to read the labels. There's just too much stuff going on up in here. I'm out.
Oh, I knew that was the next one. I never really used that medicine cabinet method, but always the shower method, always.
Or if their toilet had that ring in it, I'm like, oh, hey, I gotta go to work in the morning, this has been great, thank you so much for dinner. I gotta go
Well, look, we gotta do a random thought one day that's about what's the craziest thing you found in somebody's bathroom.
I can tell you that.
I wrote a poem about it before.
Use condom in the trash. I'm just like,
oh, wait, were you at the same house I was at?
I must have came right after you.
Hilarious. Oh, Jesus. As we move on to Alexis and Justin. What is wrong with this man? I mean, well, first of all, let's just go with Alexis. Paw sanitizer? I know you're a dog lover. You love dogs. You'll French kiss dogs. You'll French kiss a bulldog, probably just double up and get both at the same time. But would you make him use paw sanitizer in your house?
No. No, I've never heard of that. I've never heard of sanitizing a dog's paws.
It makes sense, though.
I guess, but it doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense at all. But her dog is so stinking cute. I mean, let's just be honest. It's cute as a butt.
I will say, when they went over to Justin's house, right? That I loved how she described it. So we're sitting in the kitchen, living bedroom. Yo, and Justin is way too tall. And you know how tall he is. You know you got to be really tall when you grab the top of the door to close it rather than the handle, because the handle is so much further down. And that's how he... But to be in that small, confined place, he's not even in a walk-in closet. He's just in a closet.
He's too big to be in that small of a place. You know, and I'm just sorry. If everybody wants that piece of meat, I'm sure when they get to your studio, they're like, hard pass.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Remember she said, if I came home from the club with him, I'd be out.
Yeah, because it looks like his feet dangle off that bed. I don't think
his feet rest on the couch.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Paul Bunyan or something in that. I'm just like, come on, man. You know, I didn't care too much for his place. Now, Alexis's place, I'm still trying to understand the art. I do agree in body art and feeling body positive, but I find it weird that you take pictures of yourself and then paint yourself and then hang it on the wall. I just think that's very interesting. And then that vagina bowl, it's like, what is that?
That was a 2 to 3 car garage. That's what the hell that was.
Oh, so that's what Cardi B was talking about.
I'm going to tell you something. Justin looked at that and went, whoa, even I can't fit that. Is this yours? Are you sure? Are you sure this is yours?
It was like a magician's hat. You're just going to stick your hand in there, just pull stuff out of it. A bunny rabbit. Look at that.
But like Mary Poppins pulling an umbrella out.
Yeah, yeah.
A lampshade.
No, but I mean, you know, seeing both their places, cool. The whole dog situation. Because it wasn't until like the end where I started to like understand where Alexis was coming from. So at first I'm like, this happens. And it sucks to see that dog, Maya, just attack her dog like that. And Jack and Rye. But what I made note of is, when that happened, I'm like, Justin, let her alone. You're making this about you. And yeah. You know, she's upset. She says, hey, what do you need? And she's like, you want me to go with you? No? Okay. I'll be here when you get back.
Yeah. He doesn't understand that because he's way too much in love. And he wants that a lot, right? He wants that so much. Matter of fact, I tell you what. Had they matched him with Kristen, they would have been the most in love couple that never argued, right? Until they find out whatever it is she's hiding. But the fact is... Here's the thing that to me, and I'm not a dog lover, and I read the room. Now, we kind of had an inkling of what was going to happen, but still, the way his dog was snarling tells you, no, she's not ready, and she doesn't like this other. And she just played it cool. She waited, and she snarled again. Every time the dog came around, she snarled, and you go, okay, look, you got to. They didn't even look up how to get these dogs to know each other. It's a bigger dog. And as soon as the other dog, forget the dog's name. Oh, my bad. Don't call Alexis's dog a dog. It's a child. as soon as it turned his back, what'd he do? Attack. And he knew the dog didn't like hers. He knew it. But he was just so, oh, we're in this good place. He's still holding on, but still not holding tight. He relaxed. And he even said it. She did it once. After the first time, I should have done it. After the second time, I should have done it. Then you knew. You know your dog. Yeah. You know your dog. This is all his fault.
Yeah, 100%. Because if your dog's attacked other dogs before, and did you hear what he said? Well, they deserved it because they did. I'm like, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, you they know, attacked it, first. I mean, he was. It was
some dogs just play and get along. Some dogs don't. You know, but there has to be a way where you can kind of help them get to know each other a bit. There's a way to do it. But as soon as she showed her teeth the first time, that's a sign that hey, you know, there's not a cool vibe right here. So I'm glad that I'm glad that he put his dog into some training. Looks like it really looked like prison. Like his dog got locked up.
Locked up. You got to do time for two weeks.
But he even told her, hey, if the dogs don't get along, I'll get rid of my dog. Okay, you did tell her that. Well, you can't go back on that. After she says, hey, well, if it happens again. But you understand it's not going to be easy. She goes, I thought we already decided that this is what's going to happen.
She didn't ask you if it was going to be easy.
Yeah.
She didn't ask you how you're going to feel about it. She said, are you going to hold up your end of the bargain from what we already talked about?
Yeah.
Man the hell up. Get rid of them crocodile tails you sitting on the couch crying with Pastor Cal. No. Get rid of them crocodile tails. Man up and look. You make a choice. Like you said. Like you said, it's her or the dog.
I did not want to see him. I was hoping I'd have one episode without seeing him cry. I was hoping there'd just be one without the tears.
Come on, you know better than that. I'm going to tell you what, though. I'm glad we didn't watch this episode together or we didn't watch it while we're on camera because then I would have cried, too, because the dog hair in his car just gave me anxiety. I'm like, oh, you. Yeah.
This is why you gotta get leather. Some leather seats. You could easily clean that up. But again, or if you're gonna have cameras on you in your car. So that's, I mean, that's the thing. I'm so vain, but if I know I have people come in, there's a camera crew to be in my car, I'm gonna clean it.
Yes.
Before the camera's on it, because that's just how I was raised.
Yeah, you know, some people are just like, well, you're just going to take me as I am.
Dirty. Is it taking dirty? I can't.
But maybe it shouldn't have been Justin and Kristen. Maybe it should have been Justin and Mitch together then.
Well, no, because Maya would have tore up Kristen's little breathing pug.
Yep.
That pug went and stood a chance.
And then Ben would be jealous because, you know, Justin and Ben have their own relationship going anyway, so. Look, I'm just making up all kind of other matches because the matchmakers, I will say though, they've done a pretty decent job this season that we've seen so far. Until the rest of the drama comes, I can't wait to see what the hell it is Kristen is hiding from Mitch and watch him do another 360 again because, but then again, maybe she put it on him in that bathtub that he's not going anywhere. So it'll be interesting to see what happens as we move forward. We're back here again next Thursday for Married at First Sight Season 15 San Diego, the recap.
Can't wait to get it over with. But I will say, I'm taking notes this season on what Pastor Troy says, because he did say something that I really liked. And this was when he was with Kristen and Mitch. And he said, love and fear can't coexist. You know, it's a choice. You're choosing
facts.
One or the other. And I'm just like, that's so dope, because I think, guys, we have a habit of getting in our own head when it comes to relationships. Yes. And, you know, Mitch is looking for this powerful, overwhelming feeling. Oh, this is love. It's like, no, you choose. I'm going to marry this person. I'm committed to this person. I'm going to love this person. And then you make it happen. But I thought that was good. So I'm taking notes so I can try to one day be like you and be able to elevate to that next level to where
and
I can
step out on faith.
Yeah, where I can see and hear things and the birds sound different and the trees look more green than they ever have as soon as I say I do and I jump the broom, you know?
Yeah, exactly. At least you already know what to expect.
Yeah, that's how it is. It's just the wine tastes, it smells different when you're single. It's just not that great. I'm not taking in all the flavor of this, you know, but one day when I get married and feel that same thing you have, it's like Willy Wonka. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries. Like, it's going to be amazing.
And, you know, everything you describe is exactly how it is until that person says to you, no, you can't buy that.
This is out of my budget.
First argument is going to be, what? You can't tell me what to do with my money.
No, the first argument is going to be like, look, the toilet seat is what it is. I can't guarantee it. Tell you what, this is your bathroom, and then this is my bathroom. I will do what I want in my bathroom. You do what you want in your bathroom. Problem solved.
You know what? You may have just made, we've just solved another problem. We have his and her sinks and his and her toilets.
But they got to be in separate rooms. You don't want his and her toilets right next to each other like the Jack and Jill sinks. Y'all can just sit there looking at each other.
Why not?
So what are you doing today?
Have a conversation.
What are you doing today? You got more toilet paper on your side? Up top, babe. Appreciate it. You need me to hold your hand? Come on, I got you. Push it out.
Oh, my God. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on a regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.